All right, let's go, bottom of Samach Gimel, in our quest for Torah. Umi Mishnah Delekai Mitzvah Zushal, B'Shev Techa B'Techa L'Techa V'Derech. Somebody who tries to keep the mitzvah of always learning Torah while you're in the house and when you're traveling. Milvad, not only Mashi Yirchash La'atzmo Ribui Oilam Haba B'Lishiur. Not only are you going to amass for yourself tremendous Olam Haba without measure, you're going to acquire the Olam Haba. Shekol Rega Kona La'atzmo Tarek Mitzvah. So every moment you're acquiring for yourself the 613. You're able to acquire for yourself fear of heaven, the Ava, love of Hashem, the Kol Chelkei Shleimus, and all parts of Shleimus. When you learn Torah, you connect to the Bari Olam. You have an incredible, intimate, and intense connection with Hashem. Lama, Kol Rega Mitzkasher Hu Leboro, Taba Samach Dalet. Every moment he's connected to his Creator. The Kol Rega Hu Harei Mekayim Shvi Si Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. He's fulfilling the pasuk, I place Hashem in front of me always. Shakarish Baruch Hu v'Torato Hakadosh Tamid Al Daiso, because Hashem and Torah is on his mind. If we're constantly learning, the Torah is in our hearts, the Torah is in our minds. We put Hashem in front of us. It sanctifies him to tremendous, tremendous levels. And it lifts him up from the emptiness of this world. There's so many distractions. There's so many things that veer us away from the truth. Torah is light. Torah is illumination. Torah gives us perspective. Torah gives us an anchor. It's our oxygen. It's our compass in this confusing and dark world. Amar Gemara and Sota. Torah Binna, the Torah that we engage in, the Asikva, Magna Umatzla. It protects us and saves us. What does that mean? Kamosha Perish Rashi. Shemagenes Men are Paranios. It saves us from punishment. And it saves us from the Yitzahara. The Ketav HaRambam, this is beautiful. Yifan Etzmo, you should turn yourself umachshvato ledivrei Torah, and your thoughts of Torah. V'yachiv daito b'chachman, expand your das in the knowledge of Torah. Shein machsheves arayos medaberes el belev panoy menachachma. Wow. When do inappropriate thoughts come to your mind? When are we bombarded by terrible thoughts, lustful thoughts, inappropriate thoughts? When you have a heart that's free of wisdom, when there's an emptiness, when there's a vacuum, that's when these thoughts penetrate and dominate and control our hearts. Wow. V'itab avasur b'nasan. Look at this avasur b'nasan. Underline it 50 times. Rabbi Chanan Yiskana Konim Omer. Kol anotein divrei Torah libo. Whoever places Torah on his heart, again, through effort, through commitment and investment, what does he remove from himself? Thoughts of the sword. Hiruri Rav, thoughts of famine. Hiruri Shtus, thoughts of emptiness. Hiruri Znus, inappropriate actions. Hiruri Yitzahara, the thoughts of Yitzahara. Hiruri Shziz, thoughts of adultery. Hiruri Divrei Batalim, thoughts of emptiness. Hiruri Ol Basar Vadam, thoughts of the yoke of man, Shneamar. So when you learn Torah, all of these distracting thoughts are removed. They're removed. Thoughts of the Yitzhahara, thoughts of sin, thoughts of lust, thoughts of things that distract us. When we have Torah penetrating us, they're removed. Shenemar, Pekuri Hashem Yisharim, the Pekurim of Hashem Ashrei, Masam Chelev, they make you happy. Mitzvah Hashem Bara, the Mitzvah Hashem are clear, Meris and I, they illuminate our eyes. B'chol She'eno Notein Divrei Torah Liba, whoever doesn't place Torah in his heart, no nilo hihurei cheriv, then all these thoughts do enter your heart. Meaning, our minds are very active. And if we don't encompass, envelop them with Torah, we're going to be thinking about a lot of very, very inappropriate things. Very, very, very inappropriate things. Things that distract us. Things that veer us away. Because if we just leave it to our own devices, we're done. We're going to be a mess. That's why we need chizuk. We need chizuk in Torah to make sure that our thoughts are in the right place. Rov b'nei adam rak b'tbonim al Hashem. Majority of people only think of Hashem kishemunachas lifneim ezen esayon. When a certain test is placed in front of him, ha-machrichim otam l'chor ben tov l'ra, and it forces them to choose between good and bad. That is when most people think of Hashem. When it's right in front of them, they do a good thing or a bad thing. It's right there. This person who accepts upon himself to fight this war, to learn Torah whenever it's possible. With all the times he falls, when he doesn't strengthen himself to learn Torah, he come a come nevertheless. At the very least, he's always in a situation of a test. We always have this test if we put ourselves in this war to strive to learn Torah. We have many, many hours on a Sunday, strive to learn more Torah. On a Friday night on Shabbos, on a Motzei Shabbos, when we come home from school, a free period, a gym, there's endless opportunities. We should make that part of our war to incorporate, introduce into our day more Talmud Torah. V'achar kama dako shelo itzbanei matorah. And even after a few moments, when he doesn't think of Torah, Yitzor lachzor l'limoda. He should strengthen himself to come back. This war is always in front of him. It reminds him, who is he standing in front of? In front of the King of Kings. We could always be miskaber. We could always schwitz. We could always grind and choose to pick Torah. Asher misham alba b'Torah. Praiseworthy is that person who toils in Torah, the osa nachas liyosro, and gives tremendous nachas ruach to his creator.